Well, it's still nice to see everybody now that we've come to the last ministry meeting of the conference. Nice to see so many that were able to stay with us for today. This meeting is going to go on until 4 o'clock, and then they're going to have a 25 or 30 minute break, and then we'll have gospel meeting after that. Brian Kember will be closing the conference in the gospel, and then we'll be serving supper at that time, around after the gospel meeting, around 5 o'clock. Now, just a few reminders of some folks to pray for. We'll have a few moments to pray here before we have the Word of God open to us. A reminder of those who have recently lost loved ones, the Chet Ludos family, the Victor Decker family, and the Howard Hooper family. The last two from Deckerville, and Chet was from Jackson here. And remember as well, meetings that are coming up here in the near future. March 15th, we have, again, you have the choice of either going to Stark Road or Waukesha, Wisconsin. At Stark Road in Livonia, there'll be the bi-monthly Bible reading at 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and they're going to be taking up Psalm 6 and Isaiah 53. And in Waukesha, it will be Sandy Higgins, and those details are posted at the back. Remember as well a gospel series that is going on in Sarnia, Canada at this time. I believe that those meetings are going to continue this week. They're planned to continue this week. And are the meetings still going on in Hickory, as far as you know? No. Okay. Well, we can pray for the meetings in Hickory, whether they are going on or not, that God will bless his word that was spoken there. And if they're going on, that God will continue to bless. Pray for the family of James and Nellie Dick, and especially their son Josiah. As Kelly mentioned yesterday, just a little less than 3 years old, and he was diagnosed with leukemia. Pray for Kelly's father as well, who's 86 years old and is nearing eternity. He's going home to heaven. He is, again, getting weaker every day, so pray for Doyle Saylor. And the last one I'll mention is Bruin Coleman, that I think we're pretty much all familiar with, the young daughter of Ryan and Tanya Coleman from Hatboro, Pennsylvania. So pray for Bruin. One last announcement, and that is that, except for Murray, we'll try and have a hymn sung between every speaker. Anyway, really, we should have a hymn sung between every speaker. Again, somebody will have to be quick with Murray coming up.